What do you want to chat about today for Money Chat?
Well, I think we owe our listeners. Remember last week we were going to talk
kinda
about...
Left them hanging?
Yeah, left them hanging. Mm-hmm. We went personal, so I thought we'd go a little business this time.
Alrighty.
A little credit action.
Yeah?
I had something really crazy happened not so long ago, and it kind of freaked me out. And then there was a Como 4 story on it. It was called a pocket judgment.
Okay.
So I won't name names about debt, but there was a debt that went on my credit, and I'm a fanatic about watching my credit report. So Something pops up on my credit. I'm like, what is this? No way. It doesn't exist. Impossible. Sure enough, I dispute it. It's gone, right? Disappears off the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I noticed that there was a something missing off of a check, getting paid a check. And I'm like, well, that's weird. You know, maybe it's some kind of deduction or something, you know, no big deal. So did some research on it. And it turns out that this company, way after the fact, served a guy at a place that I didn't even live at anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Served this guy, and I was like, you didn't serve me any paperwork. And then apparently they had a judgment that I was not even, had no idea it happened. It went to some random dude that I have no idea who it was. And they were garnishing $1,000. I didn't even notice over like 8 months or something of some nature. So I go back.
It's crazy.
Crazy. So I'm like, what is this craziness, right? And so at that point they were like, okay, well, and I could prove that I didn't live there. They didn't serve the right guy, but it's called, what they've done is what's called a pocket judgment. So they went in there, they took, obviously I wasn't going to respond in 20 days,
mm-hmm.
and they took the money from my accounts. So the collection agency says you can do one of two things. You can either go and take us to court, and you're going to pay your lawyer fees
mm-hmm.
for do that, which would probably be as much, if not more, or you basically already paid your debt, and then we'll go in and... I forgot what they call it, but they're going to send it into the courts, basically, and get it, make sure it doesn't hit my record. So it's like there's no point in me fighting it. So basically they stole like $1,000 from me, and it's called a pocket judgment. And then sure enough, that week there was a Como news story that came out that it happened to a poor mom with her two kids, single mom, and
wow.
she couldn't pay for groceries because of it. Like for me, I was more freaked out about it. You know, it wasn't even about the money. But for other people out there, how scary people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know what we can do about that. But just to see that that could happen to somebody is just shocking to me. So
the call to action would be to make sure that you're really checking what's going on with your credit and make sure you don't have any pocket judgments.
I couldn't agree more. You never know. There might be money taken from you that you would never even know
yeah.
any of the wiser of until maybe you want to buy a house and you see some random judgment
yes.
where you have no clue that it even existed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that could destroy your deal.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
crazy.
You know, on the subject of credit, I mean, credit obviously with what Keelan and I do in the mortgage arena, credit is everything when it comes to financing. And you may not realize that you can actually, you can get into a mortgage with a pretty low credit score. We just had a file that came over that was declined from a major bank, no names. But a lot of times there's overlays on credit scores and we don't have any overlays. So if you're going with an FHA loan, we're able to get somebody in. It was a 560 credit score. So you can still get in with poor and challenged credit, but it would be ideal to have stellar credit so that you can get the best loans, the best terms, and the best rates. So I thought I'd bring that in today. Depending on the credit bureau, the credit score ranges from 300 to 800, and how you get an 800 credit score, I don't know. Well, actually some 850 and some, but it's really, really hard to get that perfect credit score. But the components for credit, first, there's delinquents. Obviously, you want to pay your bills on time. That represents 35% of your credit score. If you didn't know, as long as you're not over 30 days, so if you are a couple days paying your credit card late, it's not going to report on your credit report until it hits 30 days. Debt to credit utilization ratio, that's pretty high. It's 30%. And the credit card balances, ideally, you want to keep everything at a 30% ratio of those revolving debts. So what you can do if you have more that you owe, like Dave and I, we always pay everything on credit cards to get those miles. So depending if we're looking at getting a mortgage or buying a car or getting some type of debt, we want to make sure that we haven't gotten that credit limit over that 50% ratio. Now, the good news is if you're over that, if you have a credit card that's, let's say, $10,000 limit, you want to make sure that you don't owe more than $5,000. Ideally, you're keeping it under 30%, but you definitely don't want it over 50. So if it is up there, what you can do is just pay those credit cards down, and we can do a rapid rescore for you, which is a really quick process to increase that credit score. So that's a big part of your credit pie as well. It's 30%. Average credit limit is 15%. So this is something that can be devastating to your credit score if you don't know ahead of time not to do it, because once you've done it and it affects your credit score, you can't improve until you've reestablished that average age of credit. Do not close out credit cards that you're not using. Leave them open, especially if you have a history for over 24 months. Once you close that out, you've lost that history and that season for the account. And the only way that you can replace that is to get another card that is seasoned. Now, if you do not have seasoned accounts, and that's something that can increase your credit score, what you can do is you can get yourself added as an authorized user to a great friend or a family member that has good standing credit. They don't have to give you your credit card. They just add you to their account, and now you can add in the seasoning that they have on that card and then remove yourself after you get your loan. 15% is represented based on average the average age of credit. So again, that's a pretty big piece of it. 30% is based on debt to credit ratio utilization. And so, again, that goes into where you're keeping that ratio. There's also a difference between revolving accounts and installment accounts. And I don't want to go too much into detail with that today because it really depends on the bureau. Ideally, you want to have one installment to every three revolving. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you want to go out and open more revolving accounts, because then you could have some challenges with inquiries, because inquiries represent 10% of your credit score. So you don't want to have your credit report being pulled. So best thing really is to make sure that you get some expert advice before you do anything on your credit report. And even now, if you're applying for a loan, or if you're applying for a job, employment affects credit. If you're trying to get homeowners insurance, your rates, or whether you're going to get the policy, that best policy, or even some companies will not insure you if you have lower credit. So it affects a lot of things in our life. So just make sure that you're getting advice. And if you do have challenges, best thing is to hire a credit repair company. Keelan and I definitely have some resources there, some best of the best in the market that can help you navigate through that process and get some of those things actually deleted. And actually, before we wrap things up, I do want to mention on that, what credit repair companies are able to do is they actually are getting things deleted for you. It doesn't mean that you do not have that collection and that collection doesn't belong to you, but you do have rights as a consumer through the Credit Act. And depending on how that credit is getting reported, there's a lot of codings and things that show up on the credit report. And if the coding's not correctly, it can get deleted. Also, it's on the burden of the creditor to be able to provide documentation. And a lot of times they don't keep that documentation. So if they don't have it, then it's automatically deleted. So really great resource there for you. And coming up next in the Money Hour, 10 ways to help agents. We have Pam Ranch with Keller Williams Realty Puget Sound right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.